What's going on, everyone? Thanks for checking out another episode of Fan World. I'm your host, Lucid Dreams, and on today's show, Fan World's going royal. I'm being joined by Pib and Wildfire Micro. First up, dive into my conversation with Pib. Hope you enjoy. All right, I'm being joined here today by Pib. So, first thing I wanted to ask you is, you came in as part of the Season 27 DSFL Draft. Was Glenn Smart your first player in the ISFL?
Yeah, he was. I mean, I also managed to sort of luck out with the creation of the player as well, really. I joined at pretty much the perfect time, just after the deadline. So,
had you played in any other sim leagues before?
No, this is my first. I did something somewhat similar in my early teens around wrestling, but the format for development of your player, if you like, and how results were decided were a lot looser.
Okay, so this is your first kind of real sports type simulation?
Yeah, for sure. I know there's plenty out there, but this is the first one I've ever stumbled across, if I'm honest.
How did you discover the ISFL?
Unlike a lot of others, I didn't actually find the league through Reddit. I was looking to get into the actual sim itself as a game, as in draft day, pro sports, football. And realized it was actually quite underwhelming as a standalone game. So while I was on a forum looking for mods and tips on how to actually improve what you can get out of the game, I saw a post that was relating to the ISFL on their forums. And this is just where I ended up.
Huh. That's awesome. It seems like everybody I talk to has kind of found their way from a Reddit post at some point. So,
yeah. It's a really good way of recruiting. I think it's just got such a massive audience. And if you're interested in football at all, it's a great place to be.
Yeah, it seems like it's feeding the league for sure with new players.
Absolutely.
So you were drafted by Arizona. That's a team who many are picking to win the whole thing this season. What were your thoughts draft night when Arizona selected you?
I mean, it's fairly common knowledge that Arizona were my first preference, followed relatively closely by Colorado. It was obviously great to go to my first preference. And I mean, the reason they were top of my list wasn't really anything to do with their status within the league, but rather the conversations I'd had with them. A lot of teams, you probably saw it yourself during your own drafting process, just fired off questionnaires, expect you to fill them out, and that's that. But I mean, I know that there were literally thousands of messages back and forth between me and the guys from the Arizona War Room. So they put a lot of time and effort into scouting me, and that just felt like it was a good move.
So you felt pretty good going into draft night that was probably where you're going to end up?
I knew that they were really interested. I'd been told by a few GMs that there was no way in hell that I was ever going to drop out of the top five. There was two teams, I believe, at four and five that both needed a defensive end or were likely to take one. And I was likely to be one of those two. So I think Arizona also knew that and they moved to make it happen, which I'm really grateful for.
That's awesome. So this season, you're staying with London. Are you excited for the opportunity to make another championship run?
Yes. I can't stress it enough. I love London. It's my IRL hometown. The locker room's just stacked with great characters. You know, we have everything from people that are just happy to be in the league to folks that want blood on every game day. It's a great environment it's just been developed over multiple generations of GMs. And I think Catan and Slate are doing really well to maintain that. So, yeah, I mean, I'll be happy to stay on the London roster and help them in any way possible until I'm caught up by Arizona.
Yeah, I know I've found the London locker room to be one of my favorites in the league. So,
yes, it's fantastic. There's always something happening in there.
So what does London need to do to win it all this year?
This is a tough one. I think we have a pretty good team on paper. We certainly lost a few big players during the offseason due to sort of eligibility expiration and call-ups. But last year's sort of class performed well, and early signs from this year look positive as well. So, I mean, you can look on either side of the ball and see positives, really. We were the number one defense in the DSFL last year for pretty much the entire season. The last couple of games, we had a little bit of a collapse. So while we lost a few people on defense, the emergence of people like CJ Sonyak and Willie Miller, it's really going to help us out. And then on the offensive side, we lost our wide receiver one, our tight end one, which is definitely going to hurt our passing game. But we've also had a little more time now to have Manhattan Project and Red Arrow develop further. And with the quarterback and running back obviously being integral to any offense moving the chains consistently, both those guys having hit cap during the offseason is going to be huge for us. So I think the first goal is just reaching the playoffs. And then once we're there, anyone can string a few games together.
So I know you were talking about London's defense being number one for most of the season last season. It seems like a lot of focus was put on to trying to maintain that, as the first three picks, I believe, were all defensive side of the ball. Bringing in new strength, is that something that you guys had talked about going into the draft, keeping it on the defensive side of the ball, or was that just players that happened to be there when you guys were on the clock?
I think with the DSFL being a developmental league, and Catan and Slate really buying into that, they're 100% focused on the development of the user, getting them ready for the ISFL. It's more about making sure that we were getting the right characters for the locker room, people that were going to fit well, that were going to do their best to earn and take advantages of what London has to offer. So while, you know, positional needs do come into it and all that sort of thing, I think that it's definitely more about the user than anything else at the DSFL level.
Okay. So we just had a point task to make season predictions. I know you now have ties to Arizona, but in your opinion, who's winning the Ultimus this season?
It's Arizona. They were incredibly unlucky to catch New Orleans on an off day in the playoffs last season. On paper, you just have to back them. There's no one else that's as well positioned as they are right now. So, yeah, Arizona have got to take it all the way.
So, sticking again, I know you've got some allegiance to London. Obviously, you've been there since you got drafted with your DSFL draft. But who's winning the Ultimini this year?
I think that's really open for most teams. I genuinely believe London have every chance of making the necessary run, but you can't count out some of the usual suspects in the league. Portland, for example, they have a capped QB, two capped receivers, a capped running back. They're going to be an offensive powerhouse this year. And you also have to give the mutts over in Dallas their dues, as they're definitely going to be aiming to run it back.
So, with the 11th overall pick, London selected a certain defensive end that we're not going to mention.
Uh-huh.
So, are you and I just going to create a nightmare for offenses off the edge all season, or what?
Yes. Last season, we had an inactive defensive end on the opposite side of the line. While he certainly contributed, I have a feeling having someone on the other end of the line that's active and engaged can only be positive for us. I believe last year, myself and Zay managed to rack up 18 sacks. And if we can get into that area again, I think we'll be delivering great value for the Royals.
What do you think about the makeup of the defense going into the season?
It's looking good. I am a little personally concerned at linebacker. I think we only have one human linebacker, but you know, we've got a lot of TPE spread across our defense, so anything can happen. It all depends how that plays out within the confines of a game with a league, sorry, that has limited TPE. So, you know, it's typically run heavy. So hopefully we can stop that at the line.
I know I'm definitely looking forward to seeing our dots meet up at the quarterback this season, create some havoc in that backfield.
Yep.
So I know you're staying down this season, but what do you think you're bringing to Arizona when you do get called up?
I mean, I'm planning to max earn all the way. I have no intention of slowing down on that front. For me personally, due to my living circumstances and my schedule, it's relatively easy for me to do that. In addition to that, I'm also getting more and more involved with the sim every week. So having a deeper understanding of how that works, not just for my player, but for the team as a whole, I'm sure that's going to add value down the line as well.
I know you were one of the people that reached out to me during the scouting process. Is that something that you normally do? Or are you a full-time scout, or was that just something that had happened through conversation in one of the chats?
I went to Catan about halfway through last season. And bear in mind, I'm a fresh rookie at this point. You know, I've only got 6 weeks of league experience under my belt. And I said I'd like to, you know, get involved and help the team out in any way I could. And that was pretty much the first opportunity that I really had. So I think you were actually only the third or fourth player that I scouted. So, you know, it was a learning experience, but I enjoyed it.
That's awesome. So during my research for this interview, I came across an upgrade, I guess you would say, that you proposed for London's Field.
Oh.
can we talk about that for a minute? That might be the strangest yet most inspiring thing that I have ever laid my eyes on. Like,
so that was created shortly after the preseason stream last season at what must have been 3 or 4 a.m. for me. There were some discussions going on in the locker room about the new field designs for every team. And I was just fully embracing the British sort of stereotype slash meme at this time. I had the Union Jack profile picture. I was dropping British Empire references everywhere, the whole nine yards. So after seeing London's Field, I just kind of thought, that's not really British enough. So I opened Photoshop and I just started tinkering. And an hour later, that was sitting in front of me. I posted it in the locker room and people found it amusing. So it was worth the time. But a couple of days later, I mentioned it to Slate and he said that I could get paid for it as well. So it was just, it's a win-win.
Yeah, what I know when I was kind of looking through just to get some background and see a little bit of gain a little bit of knowledge about your player, I stumbled across that and I was like, I have to bring that up when we talk.
Yeah. I'm not into that.
So is there an actual field design for every team?
Yeah. I don't know what the process is, whether it's made by an individual from the team or whether it's sort of the league you know, sources them from a specific designer, but yeah, every team has their own field layout. Some of them are really good, and others aren't.
Is that something that's just posted on the forums?
Honestly, I have no idea how that was arranged. They were just sort of there when I arrived. I don't know whether it was something that was new that was brought in with the new sim, or whether the old sim had the field designs field designs as well.
Oh, so these are actually on the streams then during the sims?
Yes, sir. That's cool. When you take a look at any of the games being streamed on YouTube, you'll normally see team logos and so forth just sort of scattered across the field.
That's awesome. So do you consider yourself to be a gamer?
I was, I guess. I haven't really played much over the last few months. The league has kind of killed my desire to play games, really. This has become pretty much the sole focus of most of my leisure time.
That's funny. You're not the first person to mention that either.
It's really gripping when you get involved.
I believe it was Kotasa, when I was having a conversation with him, that had mentioned that he hasn't bought a new Madden game since he started in the league, and hasn't played too much of video games since even getting involved.
Yeah, I mean, Madden is a bit of a mess. There's no nice way to put it. That goes for pretty much every EA Sports franchise, I think. They've just dropped the ball. So, yeah, it's not worth your money these days.
So what is I know you said you're not playing much nowadays, but what would you consider to be your favorite game?
World of Warcraft Classic / Vanilla. I played it for 15 years straight. It's just the greatest game ever made. There's so much depth to it. It can be as deep or as shallow as you like. You can jump in and play for an hour, or you can sit down and go for an 18-hour session. It's basically just bordering on a sandbox, really.
Is that something that you're still taking part of during the week?
No, not anymore. I've moved away from that because the level I was playing at, it consumes, it's basically a second job. It's just not worth it anymore.
Is that something that you've kind of replaced with the league at some point?
Was the sole purpose of the league initially, yes. The whole idea was to sort of use it as a way to pull myself away from other games and so forth. And it's worked. It's worked really, really well. And even though I do probably put a few more hours into the league than most people, I know there are some very dedicated people in the league, but I think your typical user just sort of, you know, spends maybe an hour or two a week. I think it's been really constructive.
So do you have any other jobs within the league, or is just scouting for London right now?
No. I'm part of the player progression team. So when you make your weekly predictions on the games, you complete the weekly the weekly tasks and so forth, then we go through and we grade those and just make sure everyone gets the correct amount of TPE.
I know I phrased that as a question, but I think you're the one that actually approved my rookie task.
I did, yeah. I was trying to keep a very close eye on it over those sorts of that period, as a lot of people were suddenly deciding they needed to get their task done just before the draft.
Yeah, I was waiting for... I had had most of my tasks finished probably within the first or second day that I had joined the league, and I was waiting for a new week task to pop up because I didn't realize that the season 27 Ultimus task was still active.
Yeah.
I thought everything season 27 had been closed. So I was waiting for some kind of a point task to pop up so I could complete it. And somebody had mentioned to me, they're like, no, there's one active. And they like linked it for me on the forum. And
yeah. There's
like, oh, season 27 still going. Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah. I think that was one of the first questions I had as well. I think my question actually went to Zoot from Dallas because there wasn't very much going on in terms of PTs at the time. It's not an easy system to work around when you're a new player. I can completely understand where the confusion comes from. And it is something that I think the league as a whole are trying to work on.
So have you had much experience speaking with the ISFL teams? I know you're now part of Arizona. I don't know how much involvement you get with the locker room at this point.
The locker room itself with Arizona, not that much. That's my fault rather than theirs. I don't really engage in there at the moment. I'm kind of preoccupied with London and a few things that are going on behind the scenes. But yeah, I mean, that they all seem like great guys. I'm still yet to come across anyone in the league that I think is a negative person. Everyone's been very helpful. Nothing but friendly, really. So yeah, I mean, the ISFL seemed like it's not going to be too much of a difficult transition in terms of the people within it. So
I think you just read my mind there. That was my absolute next question for you was going to be, how do you think the transition is going to be?
I mean, it's in terms of the playing, I think it's going to be a little bit weird. You know, I was in my first season, I was obviously able to have a relatively immediate impact. It took me a few weeks to begin ramping up at the beginning of the season. But I think after that, I was pretty much averaging a sack a game. I think with the ISFL, because the threshold for TBE on the higher end is, you know, it's like 1400 or something like that at the moment. You're definitely going to be a puppy in amongst the kennel.
Now, you mentioned you had a pretty good rookie season. Did you take home any of the end of the year awards? I know you were nominated for a few.
Yeah, I had a few nominations, but you know, when you're coming into a rookie season and you're doing well and you think you're just about to get it, and then one of your teammates at cornerback decides that he's going to start putting up 2-3 interceptions a game after game, stealing all your awards. Yeah, it's no, I didn't win any of the player ones, but I shared the, I think it's most dedicated member with Greg. Personally, I believe he deserved it more than me. That guy is committed as hell. He's a great guy.
Yeah, I got to spend a lot of time with him during the pre-draft process in the Minnesota locker room. He was probably one of my favorite users to interact with.
So. Yeah, he's an absolute delight. I haven't had a huge amount of exposure to him, but every conversation or whatever that I've had with him has always been pleasant. And you can tell that he's definitely passionate about the league. And he's certainly not he's certainly an intelligent user as well. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to having him on. I'm working on that as well.
Make it happen.
It'll be a fun interview. So are you just focused on bringing home some end of the year awards this season? Or do you just got all your eyes set on bringing home the championship?
Honestly, the individual user awards, I mean, that they don't mean that much at all. Maybe at the ISFL level they would. I'll poke fun at the fact that, you know, I lost everything to CJ and all that sort of stuff, but ultimately it doesn't really matter. I would really, really like to win something with London. I don't know whether or not this is going to be my last season with them, so it would be good to get it out of the way as soon as possible.
I can I definitely second that notion. I would love to get there this season.
It would be great. I think we're in a strong position as well. I think overall, I think we have the third highest average TPE on the team in the league, sorry. So, you know, we're pretty well positioned for it. And while we do have a couple of weak spots, I think every sort of team's going to be in a similar position.
So before I let you go, do you have any questions that you'd like to ask?
Yeah, how are you finding the league so far?
You know, I've been finding it really fun and entertaining. Like I've told a lot of people, the downtime in between some of the stuff with player creation to the draft process was probably the worst part of it.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for having fun locker rooms to hang out in, as far as London or Minnesota, or I spent some time in Dallas as well. Those were the three locker rooms I pretty much stuck to, but having those places to hang out and the people to meet was what helped make that a lot better. But with this league, it's just something that I'm pretty sure I've told you this. I wish I'd have found it earlier. I'm at this point, I'm so hooked with it. I'm finding myself just more and more involved every day and looking for new things and new ways to get myself involved. Looking forward to this first week coming up here. I guess it's, I don't know how many DSFL weeks it is. I know it's like 3 or 4 ISFL weeks coming up here.
I think we've got 3. We've got a game on, it's our preseason on Tuesday, and then it's our first game on Thursday, I believe. So that'll only be the 1 week this week.
I know, I'm looking forward to getting it going here. But it's just been fun, and it's something that I really enjoy, and I'm hoping to find ways to get myself more involved. Like I said, as soon as it becomes a little more apparent of what needs, I guess, are happening around, I'm hoping to get in with the war room and help out with whatever ways I can. That's, I guess, my ultimate goal here is just to dive in and get, as like I said, as involved as possible.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're definitely in a good place for that. London, as I said, Catan and Slate are very, very development orientated. So, you know, if you, you know, maintain the activity levels that you've had so far and you get involved, I'm sure they'll help you achieve whatever it is that you're looking to achieve within the league.
And I think as far as outside of the league, I'm shooting for the top spot and all 3 servers on the counting bot. So that's another little side task I have going on right now.
I've seen you're in the Epic RPG channel a lot as well at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, coming over to London, it seemed like a lot of people in the London locker room were mainly focused on the Epic RPG channel. So
okay.
I guess I tried to learn. When I came over, when I first actually started doing playing around with the ISFL, I'd never actually done any of the server or the bots on the servers for anything that I'd ever been on Discord for. So
yeah,
the whole process of using the bots was kind of new, but coming over and seeing everybody so preoccupied with the Epic RPG, I figured I probably ought to give it a try so I can see what everybody was doing. But
I mean, just a little inside information here. I can tell you that Slate puts a lot of weight in Epic RPG usage into the scouting process. So if you want to get drafted to London, just jump in that channel and just start spamming away. You'll be here in no time.
You know, it's funny. That's actually the only person who I think I actually called right for the draft was Eric going to London in the first round. And that was strictly just based on how much I had seen him in the Epic RPG channel and hanging out in London's chat before the draft as being a prospect. I was like, there's no way that London's going to pass on him with the way that he's been in that channel.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, he was just incredibly active overall. And obviously, with his earning as well, it was kind of a no-brainer that he was going to go high somewhere. So why not London?
Oh, yeah, it definitely seemed like, I can't speak for him, but it seemed like that was probably his preferred locker room, judging by, I was in 5 out of the 6 locker rooms that had scouted me. So judging by the other 5 that I was in, he definitely seemed to spend most of his time in London.
Yeah, that was also our understanding as well.
So, all right, Pib, I really enjoyed this conversation, and I appreciate you taking time out of your night to hop on the podcast with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
Absolutely. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about or say before I let you go tonight?
No, I'm going to head to bed.
I appreciate you taking time out of your night, man.
Have all right, a good see one. You, man.
I really can't get enough of that field concept. If you haven't seen it, I'm encouraging you guys, check it out. I'm sure Pib's going to hate me for that, but seriously, go check it out. Next up, my conversation with Wildfire Micro. Sit back, relax, and enjoy, guys. All right, I'm being joined here by Wildfire Micro.
Hey, everyone. Man, it's going well. Just ate some McDonald's for dinner because Dad picked it up.
Nice. You enjoying your Sunday here, the last Sunday before the season starts?
Yeah, it's been kind of boring Sunday, just waiting to do this.
So your current player came in as part of the season 26 DSFL draft. I know from the research I did for our podcast that this isn't your first player. Where did you first discover simulation leagues?
Well, I've told this story before, but it involves a different Discord. It's not related to this. It involves this Twitch streamer I know, I was talking about how I hate now bad sports games, and some guys suggested that I should try out sim leagues. This wasn't my first. My first was some kind of college sim league, but he also mentioned this place. I was intimidated at first, though, because of the forum aspect. You know what I mean? Where when you first enter this league, it was so intimidating. But eventually, once you learn your way around here, it starts to get better.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I know when I first came in, there was, like you said, it was very intimidating as you're kind of browsing, trying to figure out where to start or where to get going. And if you've never seen a sim league before, you know, you're not sure exactly where to even start, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I had a little bit of sim experience, just not with forums.
So your other league didn't use a forum site?
No, all my leagues before this one were Discord-based.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, the first one I joined had a website, but to tell you the truth, I'm not even in that forum. I mean, in that league anymore. I don't even agree with it. Because it took me a while to realize this, but it'll pay to win.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, you have to pay like $40 a career to get to make the best player, I believe. Yeah, or you can pay $100 to have a good player all the time. That kind of system of doing separates the haves and have-nots, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot better to be in a system where you can earn it kind of the way the ISFL has it set up.
Yeah.
I haven't experienced many others. This is the only one I've been a part of, but.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't want to publicly say the name of that other sim league on podcast, so.
Oh, yeah, you don't need to put anybody on blast for sure.
Yeah.
So I was looking and I seen you wrote an article titled How to Be a More Positive User. You based that on your first player in the ISFL. What inspired you to do that?
Basically I told that entire story inside that article, but I was actually inspired to write it from Jimmy, he's a Liberty team member of mine. I think he's one of the Norfolk GMs, but he wrote an article on how to basically be a better DSFL GM. I've been actually playing an article like that for a while, and his article finally inspired me to do it. Excuse me, Beck. My first player, when I came up to ISFL and DSFL, I wasn't the right kind of person I think it could have been. And me writing that was basically me trying to tell others how to basically be a more chill, relaxed user. And because the more good of a person you are, I believe the better experience you will have in the league. You know what I mean?
Yeah, taking something from your personal experiences and just kind of trying to teach people not to maybe make some of the similar mistakes. Or I know from what I've seen in your article, you talked about putting a lot of pressure on yourself.
Yeah, back then I basically give me a second. My first player was a linebacker, but I switched to safety. I don't blame the Chicago GMs for asking me to switch to safety at all, because they need a safety more than need a linebacker. But I think it was the combination of me not getting as much stats and just feeling like I'm underperforming, and Chicago's really deep rebuild at the time just put a lot of stress on me.
So you came back with a second player. What changes have you made this time around to ensure that you don't lose sight of, you know, what you like doing with this league?
I think one of the things that really helped was me getting more involved with the team building aspect, at least in Philly. You know, we're taking a few jobs with Philly, I got more involved. I basically just am in a better place mentally than I was back then. Like, if I just, to be honest, if I just not in the right place mentally to watch the games, I usually won't watch them. I guess the best way I can describe it is that old quote, it's just a game, why do you have to be mad?
Yeah, exactly. We're all doing this as a way to have something fun to do and pass some time to get away from, you know, everything else going on, find a, whether it be like a game or something. It's supposed to be for enjoyment. So if you start stressing yourself out from it, then, you know, you definitely need to take a step back and see why you're stressing yourself out over it.
Yeah. Another good thing to remember to help you people stay involved is to just build a lot of good bonds with your teammates. Your teammates are one of the best ways, best people to keep you active and to be good friends with your teammates, because even if you lose a lot, at least you're losing with friends and you can just hang out with them. Kind of like my situation with Philly, because we're currently in rebuild.
Yeah, I know, well, I've mentioned it a lot, but the layover time between coming into the league and the draft, that's the one thing that made that process nice, was having the locker rooms to hang out in and the different people to meet, and just kind of making friends or acquaintances in all the different locker rooms. And, you know, because once you create that first player and you get ready for the draft, you have, you know, two and a half weeks before anything really happens. So it was nice to have people in the different locker rooms to chat with. So I can definitely see how, in a rough season, at least having a good locker room bond can pull you together.
Yeah. In terms of draft locker rooms, it's, some places have like true closed locker rooms where you're going to open the prospects. I kind of understand why some people do that, because they want to keep it among, you know, their little circle. Well, so then there's partially closed locker rooms where they're opening for prospects, but only prospects and like former players and stuff like that. Then there's London, who lets everybody in. Places like London, Portland, you know.
Yeah, I got to experience a kind of a mixture of both of those.
Yeah, like I was in like Norfolk and Caldwell, locker room, but I left after. I wasn't drafted by either of them.
I left a few of the locker rooms after I wasn't drafted, but I stayed in three of them. Well, one that I got drafted to, but I stayed in two others that had counting bots. I've become pretty fond of the counting server, so I stayed in Minnesota and I stayed in Dallas because I've enjoyed being in their counting servers. And both teams, you know, said they didn't mind if prospects or former prospects stayed in after the draft, even if they didn't get drafted. So haven't been active anywhere else in there, but I've been pretty active in all the counting servers.
Yeah. I like Kansas for the DSFL. I'm in London, Dallas, KCC, and Portland.
That was when I was talking to the CC, I mentioned I didn't even get contacted by Kansas City at all. Or KCC, there was no contact there at all during the scouting process. So I actually haven't had the pleasure of speaking with anybody from that team.
I see. Maybe you might not be on their radar, but you have to scout so many people out all the time. Sometimes you just forget.
Oh yeah, I don't take it personal by any means. I haven't had the process or the pleasure of meeting anybody from there.
Gotcha.
So when I first joined, you were actually one of the first people that scouted me. How did you become a scout?
Well, first I did for Philly. I wanted to join a war room, and technically I'm in the war room now, but I talked to my Philly GM about being in the war room. He offered me a scouting position first to see how I do it. I basically did all my scouting in Philadelphia in like a day or two. And I was in their war room because they were impressed. And then, Katarn offered to help him with London GM scouting. I mean, London scouting. So I'm not in their war room.
So do you enjoy being a scout?
Yeah, I do. Although I do have to apologize to Moodles because I actually forgot to scout him after a certain amount of time, but he still went to London, so it worked out.
So I know when you scouted me, you were actually the only scout that presented me with the team logo when you introduced yourself. I found that to be a nice change because I had no idea who anyone was, and you actually gave me a visual representation for the London Royals. What made you start doing that?
There might have been like a random, but I don't know if I did it for everyone. There might have been a spur of the moment thing, but I guess the reason is it's important for you to know who's exactly showing up and what their branding looks like. If I ever became a DSFL GM, that's probably how I scout with the logo up in front.
Yeah, like I said, I definitely found that to be a nice change because I had, within the first day, I had scouts from 6 teams, and then there was actually multiple scouts from some of the teams. So within that first day, I was probably talking to 10 different people, and you were the only one that gave me a logo. So coming out of that was – London was one of the only teams who I actually had an idea of even what the team represented or even looked like. Like I said, everybody else just kind of represented themselves by team name, so gives you a general idea, but having that logo was a nice change.
Well, London's logo I don't think has really changed since they joined the league in the same expansion that Dallas did, fun fact. But London's logo is so classic, I can't think of any way to change it. I actually created that little Royals test font thing I showed in the locker room. I actually took the Royals little R logo and put text next to it, trying to get it to look as close to the Royals as I could. But somebody actually cleaned it up and it looked as good as it does now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was drafted by London twice. That's why I feel so, connected to that place.
Yeah, they were one of the three teams that was on my wish list for teams to draft me. So I'm glad that I ended up here.
Yeah, it's London is a really good place. It's just some like me in London call it the hub of the DSFL. So.
I'm hoping that I get to be a part of I've heard London really prides themselves on having a strong defense. And they definitely showed that that's kind of what they want to continue to do with their first three picks in this year's DSFL draft being all defensive players.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to be a part of that and continue that run of having strong defenses. So we'll see what the season brings.
You know Ace, CJ Sonjak, he won three awards from London.
Yeah, I'm hoping to actually get him on here at some point, too, to have a conversation with him.
Yeah, I actually won an award with London in my first DSFL season ever, linebacker of the year.
For your first player?
Yeah.
What position is your current player now? You're a wide receiver, correct?
Yes, wide receiver, because Tyson also would make a funny one. That's literally the reason.
And I seen you went from being a part of London to being drafted by Philadelphia. How was the transition from the DSFL to the ISFL?
Well, I stayed, just being called up. I stayed a year down in London, but Philadelphia was actually the first ISFL server I joined, and wasn't even really because of scouting. You see, we have this Hunger Games simulator in there. It was originally in London, but Cody moved it to Philly by a bunch of people from London in there. So I think half of the reason he did was so he can scout all the rookies that come in.
Sounds kind of interesting. Yeah. I'm new to some of the different servers and bots type thing that they have in Discord. So
yeah,
it sounds like an interesting process.
Yeah, it's basically a lot of people dying in funny ways.
That's great.
But it's like he got easy, quick scouting by just inviting a bunch of people to pretend to be Hunger Game contestants using Total Drama Island characters.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Is that something that is still being used now?
Yeah, we just got on season 3 of it.
That's interesting. You said that's in the Philadelphia locker room?
Yeah.
That's interesting. So a lot of people have the Liberty pick to finish near the back of the season or back of the standings this season. What do you guys need to do to prove the doubters wrong?
Well, our quarterback currently is low TPE. He's like in the 700 range, but that's because he's just getting called up. But I think if we can get our running game going, our defense going, we can probably get like more wins than people think. I don't think we're making the playoffs this season, though, to be honest, but we're going to try our best. The next few seasons, that'll be good because we're going to have a young QB who's getting up there in TPE, a young receiver, too. We're going to get better as we go, in my opinion.
That's good. So I know you said you don't think you don't really think you might make the playoffs, but I can't imagine that you guys feel like you're going to be the worst team either. So you guys think you're going to finish better than people are giving you credit for?
Yeah, probably. I mean, we're not Baltimore, so we're probably not going to finish the bottom. So that's good. I don't think you were here for this, but Baltimore went through some major drama, which is why they're hitting the reset button.
Yeah, I just started maybe 3 weeks ago. So yeah. I've missed a lot of basically everything that happened before this offseason.
Baltimore, well, it's a lot to explain in Balt. GM hire, the players not agreeing with it. One infamous player, I guess you could say infamous, making a media post about it, and a bunch of other crap that kept going on and on. That's all I'm going to say about it, though.
Is that something that they seem to have gotten under control now, or is that
It seems to be under control. I think Mojo used to play for Baltimore, but she got a trade to Saratoga and won a ring, so...
So I know you host a podcast called The Whole Simming Show. What can you tell us about it?
Well, it's mostly rambling, but it's the name came from Rob Van Dam's whole F-Dam or Effing show. I thought it'd be funny to call it The Whole Simming Show. It's basically a reset of my ISFL Ramblings podcast. Mostly me rambling about what's going on and my circle of news, you know, but I'm eventually hoping to have an SHL version. But for right now, I don't know enough about the goings on yet to properly do a podcast there. But most of me just trying to ramble about the stats of the previous games, answer the questions on my question thread, and a bunch of other stuff.
So you mentioned the SHL. Are you in multiple sim leagues still?
I'm in two. I'm in ISFL and SHL. SHL is a hockey one. It's basically a kind of affiliate league with here.
that's one that I keep hearing about through some of the interviews and other players I've been talking to is the SHL as well.
It's apparently been around for over a decade.
Oh, wow.
It started in 2010.
I can't believe it took me this long to find these things.
It took me until like 2019 to find them.
It seems like something that I should have stumbled upon so long ago. It's everything about simulation leagues is just, I mean, made for me. I can't believe it. I didn't stumble across it until now.
I think I stumbled across it around 2019, but I started forum leagues during the 2020 great boredom stuff. So we were all stuck at home, and I finally remembered what someone said about it a while ago and just got into it.
So, do you consider yourself a gamer?
Yeah, I love video games. I have a gaming laptop, a PS4, a Switch.
So, what games are you currently playing?
I've been playing a lot of BioShock recently. You know something funny? Recently, I've been playing BioShock recently, but stepmom was going through her stepmom's belongings. She had a copy of Atlas Shrugged.
Huh.
The book that Andrew Ryan's whole philosophy was based on.
That's cool. That's just a cool find there.
Yeah, she let me have it.
So what would you consider your favorite game of all time?
Probably Fallout New Vegas, if I'm being honest with myself.
Yeah, any particular reason why?
Just the story, the characters, not so much the combat, but just I think Fallout New Vegas is one of those games with the most freedom of choice I've seen.
Okay.
Which makes it kind of ironic that BioShock is also one of my favorite games, but one of its themes is the absence of choice.
So before
I don't know. I guess I like games of aesthetic.
So before I let you go, did you have any questions that you wanted to ask?
Well, yeah. What are your plans for your player?
My plans for my player are just to continue to try to earn as much TPE as I can and build a competitive dominant piece on this defense. Like I said, I'm excited to be a part of what seems to be a tradition of strong defenses in London. And I'm hoping to make a difference. I'm hoping to line up across. It seems like it's probably going to be Pib on the other side. So I'm hoping to get on the line and meet Pib at the quarterback multiple times this season. So
if I could give you some advice when it comes to Matt Sarnie, sometimes if you just can't feel like you can't earn something, sometimes you might run into a problem where you just can't earn that something, but don't get too stressed about it.
Yeah, that's what my first week actually. I with the Ultimus task, I didn't get the full points. When I started looking through some of the tasks, with this being my first sim league, I didn't find myself in a position to be able to answer many of the questions.
Yes, and that's perfectly fine. Sometimes you just can't get it all.
So I plan to earn as much as I can, and I'm definitely not trying to stress it if I can't get all the points for the week, but I want to try to earn as much as I can. And like I said, I'm really looking forward to hopefully making a difference on that defense. And by the end of the season, I'd like to hear my name in consideration for some of those end of season awards and see what happens there. I know that's a big ask to try to happen, but I feel like with the way that I've been able to earn the TPE and the way that I've been almost falling in love with this league, I think this first season is going to be an absolute blast, and I'm ready to get it going.
You sound like a great guy. All right, I think now is a good stopping point.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you later.
Yep, absolutely. Have a good one.
You too.
That's it, guys. That's the show. Thanks for hanging out with us. As always, I appreciate everyone who's taken the time to listen. On next week's show, I have great guests lined up, and we break down some of the ISFL action. Special thanks to Pib and Wildfire Micro for joining us. I really enjoyed the conversation. If you enjoyed the show, rate, follow, review, and join our world.